This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A recent tariff town hall highlighted the impacts of tariffs on small family farms. We'll have more right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a thing for the finer thing.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
A local distillery in small town Swisher, Iowa was the host site for an important discussion between farmers and Iowa ag industry leaders about the impact of President Trump's tariffs on small family farms. And Cedar Ridge Distillery wasn't just the venue. CEO Jeff Quint was also one of the featured panelists, as his business has also seen significant consequences from the current administration's trade policy. Brian Keel, executive director of Farmers for Free Trade, said a fifth of total farm revenue is generated by exports.
20% of farm revenue comes from exports. So if we're not exporting food, our farm economy is drying up and blowing away. So these types of conversations, town hall events, we've been holding these all over the United States as a way of trying to raise awareness about tariffs, how they impact farmers, and how we need to have trade in order to have farming.
A common slogan for the current trade policy is short-term pain for long-term gain. But Keel said many small family farms won't be able to hold out long enough to see any of those potential benefits.
I mean, if you look at 2018, the last time we had a big trade war, we saw farm bankruptcies increase. And so, you know, a farm bankruptcy is obviously an indication that something's going wrong, someone's going out of business. But even before you see farm bankruptcies, you got a lot of farmers who are just folding it up and getting out. The smaller guys can't hold on, so they sell out, they sell to the bigger guys. And it changes the face of our community, it changes the face of our rural towns. And it's really important that we try to avoid that. So I absolutely agree. We got to hold on for the small folks, and we got to make sure that we continue to have a robust ag economy.
For more information, visit farmersforfreetrade.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.